Today's story time is actually a complete rewind to actually how I got to the personal motto, don't wait on your weight, but this story has lots of different parts. Each part will be fun. I think that you'll enjoy it. Each part is true, and I'm lucky enough that at the time I was keeping an online diary, which turned into my blog, so I have a very clear memory of how all of this happened. I thought it would be a nice thing for tonight if you're hanging out at home. If you're hanging out at home with nothing to do, the story time might be cool. I'm from California. I moved to New York for college, and then I ended up staying here in New York City. I moved here to study theater, so I was an actress in New York City. I was doing that whole bit, auditioning and blah, blah, blah. And I was the only plus size person that I knew. Like, I did not have any plus size friends. My friends were tall, thin, and got scouted to be models all the time. Love them, you know, no big deal. But when we would go out, I would just always feel like so ignored. And like in New York, it was really hard. Like, we would go out and it just never felt like I was getting the same attention that they were getting. And obviously, like, this is like a few years ago, so I was younger, I hadn't had as many experiences with dating, and it was really just like difficult for me. One of the guys that I was in acting classes with, he was like, hey, I have a friend who just moved to the city, I'm gonna bring her, we were all going to the movies, and he was like, I'm gonna bring her along, you know, she doesn't know anyone in New York, so blah blah blah. Okay, great. So I meet her and she's plus size. Her being plus size didn't really matter to me at the time, one way or the other. I was usually the biggest of my friends. I think that's the way to put it. So like, even when I had friends that were like a little chubby, I was still like very much bigger than them. And she was like close to my size. And she was very confident with that. She was older than me too, so I think she was at a different place in her life. We kind of hit it off. She asked for my number. She hits me up a couple days later. So she hits me up. She's like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, I don't have plans. She's like, do you want to go to a BBW party with me? Crickets. I don't know what she's talking about. Like, what? What is that? And she's like, BBW, like big beautiful women. So she's breaking down that a BBW party is a party for plus size women or big girls or big beautiful women and the men who love them and like find them attractive. First of all, I'm offended. Second of all, I'm intrigued. Third of all, when are we going? Like, that's kind of how it went down. So I was like, okay, cool. I think I might have even had a fake ID at the time. I don't even know if I was 21 yet, but somehow we worked it out where I was getting in. So for me, at that point, I was like, gosh, like every time I go out these days in New York City, like I'm having fun, but I'm not like getting the attention that my skinny friends are getting. So maybe somewhere like this would be good. Like maybe this is like what I've been missing. So for me at that point, I was convinced that like my whole dating situation was like messed up because I basically felt like at that point, if I didn't get attention from guys, it was because of my weight. And so to be invited to a place where my weight would be a reason that it was good, like, I was like, why not? But at that point, I was not owning the fact that I was plus size. Like, right now, I can tell you, like, I have sister locks, I'm black, I'm plus size, I'm tall. Like, these are all facts. But back then, like, words like plus size or big girl or whatever, like, I did not want to be called that. Like, I kind of, it's almost like I felt like if I didn't talk about it, it wasn't happening or it wasn't real, which, duh, I was fat the whole time. So I don't know what I was trying to hide by not bringing it up. She says to me, okay, we're gonna pick you up. We being me and my other friend. So this girl's name, we're gonna call her Paige, and her other friend, we're gonna call her Reese. So Paige was like, Reese and I are gonna pick you up. We're gonna go to this club. It's gonna be amazing. And she was like, listen, I know you're a little bit different. This is literally what she said to me. She's like, I know you're a little bit different. I don't want you to be offended, but like Reese and I, like we have a really good rapport and like we call each other fat. Like, I don't want you to be offended by that. And I was like, clutch my pearls. Like, you call each other what? Like, I was like, I could not wrap my head around being like, we're fat, we're fat, we're fat. Which is basically how they were. They were two big girls who like ran New York City together and had no problem acknowledging their bodies. And for me, this was like, Like, I couldn't take it. But I wanted to go to this party, so I was like, okay, yeah, fine, whatever. And then she's like, also, I need you to know, we're going together, but I'm leaving alone because I'm meeting a guy there and we're hooking up. So we're gonna roll together as girls, but like at the end of the night, I'm going to get mine and like, good luck to you. And I'm also like, okay, but like, I don't know your friend Reese, like I've never met her, but fine. You know how it is when you're like the new girl or like the third wheel? It's like, at least for me, I try to just be like, make as little commotion or waves as possible in the situation. Like, I'm not gonna be like, well, who's Tony and why are y'all calling each other fat? And like, what's going on? Like, I was just like taking it all in and I was like, I'm just gonna go. Like, worst comes to worst, I'll hop on the subway and go home. Like, I know how to get home. Of course, I spend the whole week like freaking out. Like, what am I gonna wear? Da da da. I end up wearing some like, halter dress, some freakum dress of some sort, because duh. We walk in and it's like, suddenly for me, from a confidence perspective, the playing field was level. Like, I'm not the big girl in a sea of like skinny women. Suddenly I'm one big girl of many big girls. Like, everyone's just plus size of different shapes and sizes. Other than that, it was like a regular club. Like, it was just that everyone was like, size wise they were like me. So I go to like order a drink. I think I was ordering Cosmopolitans at the time because I'm Carrie Bradshaw. As I'm like going to pay, like, this, I feel like a hand on the small of my back and I like whip around and this guy's like, can I buy you a drink? Like, that happened within the first like 7 minutes of me stepping foot in this big girl party. I was like, okay, like, This night might actually not be horrible. This might be really good. So I feel like the most interesting thing, and it's like weird telling this story from now because I'm a different person in a lot of ways. One, I would never go to a BBW party at this point. And two, my confidence and the way I see myself as like a plus size girl is completely different as well. But I feel like this story is important because it definitely like shaped. Like, if these things didn't happen to me, I would never have started a blog. If these things didn't happen to me, I would never have co-founded the CurvyCon or started to own, like, my life in whatever body I have. I'll get to this. Like I said, this story is going to be multiple parts. You guys are going to have to let me know if you want more of this, because if it's a story that only I think is good, I won't keep telling it. But if you want me to keep telling this story and, like, all the different things that happen, then you should definitely let me know. If this gets to... Hey, it's Cece. I'm editing. Something you'll learn about me is I'm an oldest sister and I like to kind of like play games sometimes. So if you guys like this story and you want to hear part two, I will release part two when this episode, today's episode, gets to 1,000 downloads. I will keep podcasting about everything else. Don't worry, the podcast is still up and running. But if you want part two to this story, once this episode gets to 1,000 likes, you'll get the next part. So leave a review, share it with a friend, listen to it twice, whatever. I'll be watching the analytics. So yeah, let's jump into part one. It felt crazy not to feel invisible. At that point, anytime I was in the bar or club scene, mind you, I moved to New York City when I was 18. So like, the only thing I knew about bars and clubs and going out was New York City. It's not like I went out in my hometown and it was like this and then I came to New York. Like, all I knew was New York. All I knew was like the epic New York clubs and the epic bars and like that whole nightlife scene. And I also knew, like, I could see that certain types of girls got certain things, and I could, and not to say that I didn't have great nights sometimes. Like, there were nights that I was the pretty girl that got asked to go sit in the VIP with the guys that were popping bottles. Like, that happened to me. But I think at that point in my life, because it wasn't happening every night, I felt like, well, if I was skinny, it would be happening every night and it would be like way better. Like, I just had it in my head that, I don't know. You know what it is? I thought life was gonna be like in the music videos where you would like walk in the club and by the time you left, you would be in love. And like, that wasn't happening. But like, looking back, of course, it's rare to find love in the club. In the club, it's very rare. Being in there and not feeling invisible though was huge. Being in there and feeling like I was just as attractive or desirable or cute or whatever as any other girl it was a game changer for me. I wasn't waiting for someone to come find me. Like, I just like was doing my thing and guys were like coming up to me and like that whole bit. So Paige and Reese were regulars at this establishment, and so everybody knew them, and they would be like, in a way it kind of felt like a fresh meat situation. Like, again, I'm younger than them, I'm new, whatever. I was still very fashionable at the time, so I definitely was like dressed well, and people would like be like, oh hey, like, you know, give them the little kiss on the cheek, and then it was like a who's your friend type thing. Like, everybody was kind of like trying to feel me out. Reese is very like, she's very free spirited. So Reese like grabs me and she's like, let's dance. Before I knew it, like two guys had kind of pulled us apart. And the fact that it happened like immediately, that's what I was used to seeing with my skinny friends. So like with my skinny friends, I was used to like, we would all go on the dance floor as a pack of girls. And then before I knew it, they had all paired off. And I was like the big girl, like by myself, like just like awkwardly like dancing, like trying to be like not awkward. That never felt good. So in this context, like I was never left on the dance floor alone, which felt good. I liked it. Reese is my new friend and we're like having all this fun on the dance floor, and then I realized that like Paige, who brought me, is like nowhere to be found. So I'm trying to like look through the crowd and like find her, and she's like sitting on one of the couches just like nursing a drink and like kind of pouting. So I'm like, did I do something? Like, I don't know. So I come over, I'm like, hey, is everything okay? And she's just like, it's like she's looking past me. Like she won't really, she's like not paying attention to me, but kind of, she's like, I'm just waiting for something. I'm waiting for Tony. I was supposed to meet him here and he's not here. The guy Tony that she was waiting for, she had met at one of these BBW parties before. They obviously hung out again, like maybe they went on some sort of date. He had introduced her to some friends of his, which I think sometimes, and of course I didn't know this at the time, so I'm giving commentary as me now, but I think sometimes as plus size girls, it's like, I know a lot of plus size girls who, there are guys that only want to date them in the dark, right? They only want to like sleep with them or hook up with them, but they don't take them like out into their lives. I was never the kind of girl that would happen to, just because I'm more of a dater than like a hookupper. That's just how I'm built. But my plus size girlfriends who, you know, would maybe like hook up with a guy, which no judgment, do whatever you want, it would be easy for them to get caught up in like, I'm just sleeping with you. And I think this happens in like college sometimes for people as well. Like, he'll like slide in your dorm, but like won't claim that y'all kick it like that outside of the situation. So for her, the fact that he introduced her to his friends was a really big deal, because that meant he was kind of like claiming her. And like, any guy introducing you to his friends is a big deal, but especially as a big girl, it's like, it's a nice like good faith move on his part to have done that, right? So she feels good about what they've got going on, and they have plans to meet up. She already told me they were gonna sleep together that night, so I had to find my own way with Reese to go home. So it was like, she was just waiting for the plan to pop off, which I completely understand. I know what it's like to be like, the guy you like is coming and he's not there, and you like can't focus because you keep like looking at the door. Like, I get that. Right when I was like, oh, well, I'll sit with you, like, she's like, oh girl, he just walked in, and just, she was gone. Like, I feel like she was just like, okay, bye. Like, she was like so laser set on this guy, Tony. She seems happy. Reese is like dancing and like, come on. So I go back dancing with Reese, dancing with guys, giving out my number, like living. I'm living. I'm like, this is the night that I've been wanting for a very long time. I'm dancing with somebody and I feel Reese like grab me, like, girl, we gotta go. I'm like, what is going on? So she's like, Paige, it's Paige. Like, we gotta go. Reese pulls me out and she's like, come on, come on, we gotta go get Paige. So I'm like following her blindly. Like, I don't know this girl Reese. This girl Paige is a new friend. I'm just got pulled off the dance floor. I was trying to twerk on dude. Like, what? We run down the stairs, turn the corner, and Paige is like cursing and like yelling. Like, she's like, what the F? Like, so loud. To the point where I kind of stop and like Reese keeps going, because I'm like, I don't know, like I don't know her like that basically, but she's on 10. So like as she's screaming, I also see a car like turning the corner, And so the car is turning, she's yelling, Reese is going towards her, and I'm just like trying to figure things out. And she just starts crying. And Reese sits next to her, and I kind of like slowly approach. I have like Kleenex, so I like give her some. And I'm like, what happened? I'm gonna stop there. That is part one. That's the first time I ever went to a BBW party. I know it's kind of a cliffhanger. I have so many stories from the BBW club, but I don't know if you guys will actually like to hear them. So you guys let me know. You guys have to let me know if you want more of this. So it's kind of crazy, but there's so much good stuff in here. There's so much drama. Oh my gosh. Do not ask me the names of the clubs because I don't really remember, but do your Googles and I'm sure you will find what you are looking for.